Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast. Sorry for the delay. I thought the other host had signed in, so I signed in as the quiet host. Turns out I was the only host, so I had to hang up and start all over again. Anyway, that's no excuse for being late, because I was late anyway to achieve that. Alrighty. I am totally and completely unprepared. I arrived back at Bill and Shirley's place about 3 minutes ago, which means I would have been 9 minutes late starting the podcast anyway. All right, let me fire up the Weber Cajoodle and see what the internet has to say, or Informanet, whatever you want to call it. Restore previous. Yeah. Oh. So an observation I made recently, farm related. I've been in this greenhouse now for probably 3 months. I know how to make compost in about 18 days. 1 cubic meter of compost. It's relatively simple. Let me do a little research before I go quoting numbers. But, well, basically the formula I go with is 4 55-gallon drums filled with brown matter and 2 55-gallon drums filled with green matter. You combine the two together and wet it down nicely so that when you squeeze a handful of it, it just drips. Now, at first, that's a little hard to achieve because most of the stuff will not hold water. So, but all the same, that's what you do. Now, let me define what green matter and brown matter is. Brown matter is stuff that's primarily carbon-bearing material, and green matter is primarily nitrogen-bearing material. So your fresh-cut green lawn is primarily nitrogen-bearing. So is manure. Cow manure, pig manure, chicken manure. Chicken manure actually counts as more than regular green matter. It's considered hot. It has so much nitrogen in it. Okay, so you would actually use less chicken manure than you would of the others. Probably treat pig manure and chicken manure the same. Probably. I'm not positive on that. Anyway. But, you know, your manures and your fresh cut grass would count as green material. Your brown material would be your leaves that are blown around your lawn in the fall, straw, not hay, but straw. Hay would probably count more toward the nitrogen end of things. Okay, but straw counts as carbon. Trying to think what else would count as carbon. Brown leaves. Twigs would count as carbon, but they don't break down so quick. But if you ran them through a chipper or turned them into sawdust, the sawdust would probably count as carbon. All right. Anyway, so that kind of material. And so you combine those together, 2 parts carbon for every 1 part nitrogen, enough water to make it moist. Moist being, if you squeeze a clump of it in your hand, it should just barely give you a few drips of water. Okay. So, you mix this up, set it up for 4 days. If you have a compost thermometer, stick it in there. It should hit a nice hot temperature. I forget what the actual temperature is, but it should be so warm by the fourth day that if you were to plunge your arm into the pile, you would probably want to pull it out immediately. Basically, it'll be as hot as a really hot bath, one that you don't want to get into. After that, it'll start cooling off. But what you do after that fourth day is you turn it over, and then you turn it over every other day thereafter. Always checking the moisture content. Make sure it's moist enough. Add some more water if it needs it. Protect it from the rain so it doesn't get cooled off by excessive rain falling on it. Don't know what else to say. But if you do it right, in 18 days, all that material you'll put into it should become a nice, consistent, black material, and you should not be able to identify any of the particles. Now, some things for getting it jump-started. If somebody hits a rodent in the road, possum, raccoon, chicken, something that size, dead cat, put that about middle of the pile when you first start out, and that'll give it a jump start. By about the 10th day, you'll have a hard time finding any of the bones or hair. By the 18th day, you won't be able to find them at all. Very, very rarely will anything survive that long. That said, I've had eggs go through the compost heap. You do not want to be around when they explode. But I've had eggs survive the composting. Intact. Rotten, but intact. Anyway. So, I'm kicking myself in the rear because every 18 days this winter, I was in there. I've been in here now about 3 months. So, I could have done 5 or 6 compost heaps in that time. About 5. And so I could have had about 5 or 6 cubic meters of good, wholesome, black compost. Instead, I'm running around like a chicken with his head cut off, looking for materials to mix with this topsoil I've got to make it more suitable for putting my sweet potatoes in to make sweet potato slips. So I went and got some sawdust today. I bought some Epsom salt the other day. Some hydrogen peroxide. What else did I get? Oh, I need to go tomorrow when I get done working on Ian's fence. I need to go and scrape some goat poop out of an old trailer, an animal carrier, and add all that stuff to this topsoil that I have. The topsoil turned out to be black clay. Got a lot of organic matter in it, but it still hardens up like a rock. So it needs some stuff to soften it up, things like sand, and I'm going to use sawdust to soften it up. You know, trying to make it fluffy so it doesn't set up like a rock. But I could have been making compost. I could have been making compost all winter long. I would have had more compost than I could imagine needing. And all it would have cost me would be maybe 30 minutes exercise every morning. You know? Well, every other morning. About 30 minutes exercise every other morning. So, yeah. Hindsight, 2020. Yes, I'm a dummy. I should have known better. All right. Now, I think I heard somebody click in. Kano, are you here? I guess not. All right. Well, 8:21. I know he's on the road. I know he's working. But he said he could podcast. Maybe he'll call in time to catch me on the other end of the full disclaimer. Here it goes. The Demented Dungeons and Dragons full disclaimer. Legal notice. This podcast may be very controversial. Actually, it is. This podcast is for our personal... I'm sorry, I read that wrong. This podcast is our personal opinions, our views, and our beliefs. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our firsthand knowledge is your hearsay evidence. You should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government, medical establishment, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s, or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor and your community and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right when it is right because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty. And those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would like them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of a nutritionally deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. Excuse me, my screen just did something strange. Okay. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals, as described in the FDA state and federal regulations under U.S. Code Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, Subsection 5, Parts B and D, and U.S. Code Title 21, Chapter 9, Subchapter 2, Subsection 321, Part F, and so forth. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only made for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you're an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. Contact information. Go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. There you will find at the top of the page a phone number, which I'm going to read to you. Area code 515-604-9926. Again, 515-604-9926. A nice female voice will come on and ask you for an access code. That access code for this podcast is 128-374. After that, put the pound sign or the hashtag, however you want to call it. Again, that's 128-374. Put the pound sign after it. We are here usually every Saturday at 8 p.m., usually 8 p.m., Central Time, Central Standard Time, or 9 p.m., Central Daylight Savings Time, which works out to be the same time. We basically, the clocks may change around us, but we show up at the same time every day, every Saturday. There you go. Now you know how to reach us. Now you know when to listen. And you might also check us out on Mondays at 5 p.m. when we have a more politically orientated program. Okay. Yeah. Compost heaps. Should have been working on them all winter long. I'm a dummy. All righty. Well, let me see. Yeah. Let's see now. Let me send a piece of contact information. Oh, I can't do it. That's not good. Well, let's see, all that information I just gave you, I'm supposed to text to a friend. Okay, so515-604-9926 access. Code 128-374 and hashtag. There we go. Kano, where are you? I'm drowning. No, I don't want to delete that word. I want to use that word. Stupid podcast thing. There we go. Oh. Oh, me, oh, my. Oh. Hey, I got money in my pocket. Okay. So now that I've done the disclaimer, and talked to my delinquency and proper preparation, I don't know what else to talk about. Yeah. Oh, I've probably talked about this before. Here's a site that's called emergencywaterwell.com. And they give instructions on how to drill your own well. Even show you how to make your own water pump and stuff like that, using things like PVC pipe. And, I heard a click. Was David napping? No, I was not napping. Joe, is that you or is that you, Kano? Okay, maybe I didn't hear a thing. But my phone's making strange sounds from time to time. Anyway, so, yeah. Basically, they explain how to, it'd be a freshwater well or a groundwater well, basically, because you're only digging 15, 20, 25 feet down into the ground, all right? And, you know, you're drilling down until you hit the first rocks that stop you, basically. But it gives you access to water. And maybe you don't want to drink it, but you could filter it and then boil it and then drink it. And you could use it to water your garden. So if you're in a place where for some reason your water has been cut off, having the ability to drill your own well could be important. And, you know, quite frankly, having your own well could save you money, because then you wouldn't have to pay the city for as much water. You know, now they probably got rules, regulations, standards, guidelines telling you not to. So it's up to you whether you drill a well on your own or not. I do know that they got regulations here in Missouri that if you have well drilling equipment and you're a professional and you're out drilling wells for other people, you would have to tell, basically you have to tell the state where every well is that you drill. Now, I don't know about you, but if I have somebody drill a well on my property, I would consider it an invasion of my privacy if they told anybody else, even Uncle Sam, where that well was. I hired them to do a job for me, and I had hired them to do it on my property. And they just have no business knowing what I've done on my property. No. I know they want to come through and they want to assess you for taxes on your buildings and stuff like that, but quite frankly, it's none of their business how many buildings I have. Right? I know they can fly overhead and take pictures and find out what I got, It's still none of their business. They shouldn't be spying on me. They shouldn't be spying on you that way. You know? If we fly over their secret bases and take pictures, they will throw you in and they'll take you to Guantanamo is what they'll do. And you will be made to disappear. But it's all right for them to do the same thing to you. Worse, they think that it's their right to tax you for things that are essential to your life. Housing, water, you know, food, clothing, and shelter. All right? Missouri wants to know, what animals do you have? And they want to tax you for them, each and every one of them. It's none of their business how many animals I got, and they got no business taxing me on them. As I understand it, they also want to know what crops you're planting so they can tax you on that as well. And that's none of their business. Quite frankly, the government as we know it now does nothing that benefits you. If it does, then it should be your decision to pay them for that benefit. If you don't want their benefit, then you shouldn't have to pay them. All right? So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you benefit from the stuff they do. But me personally, I do not benefit from what they do. So I shouldn't have to pay for their services. It should be your choice whether you pay for a service or not. You want the service, pay for it. You don't want the service, you shouldn't have to pay for it. If I don't eat at a given restaurant, I shouldn't have to pay for a meal there. Well, Uncle Sam and its various children charge you for meals that you may or may not eat. Do not particularly want without your permission. So, you'll have to make your decision on that. But my opinion is, I shouldn't have to pay for it. If I don't want that service, I shouldn't have to pay for it. Anyway, what next? Don't know. Now we got Mysteria Legacy. Kano tells me he has moved to the West Coast server. I'm not sure what I did. Let's see now. Suppose I could log into it and look. Oh my. This connection is not secure. Logins entered here could be compromised. Player name. I don't remember. I don't know if I signed in as Doc Harry or Doofus. Too bad they didn't ask for email. Well, apparently it wasn't Doofus. Yeah. And Apparently it wasn't Doc Harry. Maybe it was David Ray. Frankly, I don't know. Oh, my. Well, let's try my email. balderdashdump@yahoo.com. Huh. Well, I don't have a clue. That's funny. Well, the website remembered my name when I went to sign in, so apparently I have signed in before. Apparently I've registered before. I know I did because last week we did nothing but talk about it. This username is invalid because it uses illegal characters. Please enter a valid username. Okay, why didn't it tell me that before? Okay, and log in, and no. Well, so we're signing in as David Ray at Boulder-Dump. Yeah, I can't even spell my own password right. My own email. Wonder I can't sign in. And they're asking for password. They're asking to confirm password. And if it tells me this name has already been taken, email is already registered. Choose another email. Well, yeah. Go. Register yet again. Yes. Yes, I know this. Okay. So, let's see if I can find the confirmation email. Maybe it'll tell me what my correct name is. And then I might be able to sign into this game. Yay! Well, that'll be a neat trick. First, I gotta find the browser where I got the email stuff open at. Okay. How to design custom t-shirts. Oh, there we go. That's the one. Come on. Well, my friend took me out to eat today, and we were talking about how tall did people like Adam grow to be? Because Adam was created in this really rich atmosphere, as demonstrated by the things like pterodactyls, which cannot fly in our current atmosphere. Their atmosphere would have to be twice as thick as what we currently have. And, you know, if you just increase the pressure just a little bit, you know, oxygen starts penetrating your body without even having to go through your lungs. You know, so you know, all your organs would get, you know, oxygen easier. You would be well, you heal better in a high oxygen environment. So by increasing the amount of oxygen you get, it kind of stands to reason that you'd be healthier in general. So you know, how tall would you grow? You know, one of the videos somebody pointed out to me recently was this video, no forests on Earth. And it's their contention that the stuff we call forests now, they're not forests. They're sad joke. That there were trees on this planet that would boggle our minds. And one example is Devil's Tower. Now, Devil's Tower isn't the only geological mark on this planet that I can't say it. It shows this pattern. There's various places around this world that has that same hexagonal or geometric rock pattern that literally forms in columns. And one of the things to try to say is that Devil's Tower was formed when lava pushed up through cracks in the earth. And it solidified in these tall, thin columns. All right? Well, it really doesn't make sense. Because if it was pushing its way up through a crack, it wouldn't form roots, multiple roots, as the column went down into the earth. It wouldn't be like all the lava flowed from random locations and came together into a single column. All right? Then it, you know, unless it was highly magnetic, maybe, and there was some strong magnet pulling it to that one place, but that'd be even more incredible than saying it was a tree. So yeah, this guy who did this video, one of the things he pointed out was that, you know, it looks like the cross section of just about any plant that they've cut off and looked down at the cross section of the cut off part. You get these geometric patterns in the middle of the plant. And the patterns kind of break down as you get toward the outside. You know, the sections get smaller and smaller and smaller until it no longer forms what looks like a geometric pattern. But in the middle, you get that same kind of pattern. And, you know, Devil's Tower, you look down at it from the top, that's pretty much what it looks like. It looks like a cross-section of any plant that you'll find in a study of biology or, you know, whatever. So, you know, Devil's Tower is how wide? Just how tall a tree would that have been? You know, and if trees were growing that big way back when, how big were people growing to be? So, curious question. Oh, yeah. What in the world? Oh. Yeah. Oh, nice. I can't sign into my email account. Okay, one more cry at this. Hey, I think it succeeded. So you did call in earlier. I hear you making noise in the background.
Ah.
Ah.
Ah, that hurt my throat. Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast.
Yeah, I've been floundering.
He meant it! DungeonsandDragons.com! What?
So, yeah, like last week, what was the character name I used in order to sign into Mysteria Legacy?
Oh, P and then your book number.
Was it?
The letter P for phone.
Okay.
Don't ask what the password was. I have no idea.
Oh, I know what that is.
Okay, cool.
What I don't know the password for is my email account. Because they keep making me change it. Yahoo and Google keep making me change my password over and over and over again, and it's driving me nuts. And they won't let me go back to any old password. And you're right. It was my phone number. Oh, did I lose you? I think I lost you. I lost somebody. Oh, my. Yep, Kane is correct. Yep, I forgot about that. Usually I use the name Doc Harry or Doofus. And I spell Doofus D-U-E-F-U-S-S. Yeah, there's a joke behind that. Okay. So I think I was doing the U.S. Texas deal before, but now I'll do the U.S. West because that's where Kano said he went. Yeah. Oh, boy. And it wants me to choose my character appearance. And I'm just going to say, apply. Because quite frankly, there isn't a significant difference between one type of character and another. Whoa. Somebody else just signed in with the same exact character I did. Yeah, let's make some bloody mess out of some rats. Yay. Oh boy, I got a bone and some meat, and I don't know how to pick it up. There we go. How about try pushing on the pickup button? Yay! Okay, apparently my character is hungry. I don't care. I'm not eating rat. Oh my, there's a bunch of random characters over here. Ooh, I can attack somebody. Well, that's mean. They're attacking me back. Yeah, let me in there. I want to attack this guy. Oh, my health is good. Let me see if I can pick stuff up. Oh, I can pick stuff up. This guy is dropping stuff. So we can attack each other. Oh, my. This is terrible. New characters shouldn't be able to attack other new characters. This is bad. I'm evil. Oh. I understand. How do I talk? Oops, didn't know you were live. All righty. So I'll move on and start killing rats instead. But that was interesting. I was able to attack and kill a brand new player. Not good. Not good at all. All right, Kano, when are you going to call back in? Because I don't think I want to sit here and talk about... Ooh, I found an axe. Somebody dropped an axe. Oh, my. Somebody is apparently fishing. I don't know how they're doing it. Huh. Well, Conflict 91 was fishing. I don't know how he was doing it. Kano, do you know how to fish?
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast. What?
Do you know how to fish?
Fish?
Yeah, Conflict what? 91 was fishing.
Oh, in the game.
Yeah.
You gotta have a fishing rod. You got one of them?
No, but somebody dropped an axe and I picked it up.
Oh, okay, cool. I think you need...
Oh, my water spray is killing me as fast as I'm killing it.
What is it?
A water sprite. Woo!
Oh.
I just barely killed it.
Yeah, they're pretty tough. You can get worms from those guys and healing potions.
Well, I got a worm and a lump of clay.
Cool. Yeah, they're like mud daubers. Anyways, yeah, you'll get dirt, you'll get mud, clay, worms, and potions.
Right.
Yeah, if you go to the trade hub, you need
requesting a fishing rod.
Five rats in order to get a fishing rod.
Kill the rats, get a fishing rod.
Yep, five rat skin.
Five rat what?
Skin.
Five rat sticks?
Skin, right.
Okay.
Rat.
So the first creature you see, go kill it, the rats. And I'll get something.
Yeah, black hide.
Black hide.
Yeah, okay. Rat hide. Rat skin.
I don't want to heal myself.
South of the trade post, where all the rats are, there's
yeah.
this little blue bubble-looking thing. Run over to it, look at it, and press action.
Trade post. Oh, north of the rats.
Yeah, north of the rats is the trade post. Right there where the rats are, or like the buttload of rats are where you first started.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little blue bubble thing.
Yeah.
That'll heal you. There's other ways to heal yourself. Just walk around and you'll gradually heal. Chop a tree or mine for rocks and you'll heal yourself.
Oh, there we go. I just did action over the blue bubble thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, that healed me completely and quickly, instantly.
Yeah. So that, but in the game, that's not always an option. There's very few of those.
Right.
So the other way to heal yourself is with those, with that green potion, with aloe, that you can grow aloe. You get aloe seeds, that's the one, the purple wrapper, or purple ribbon.
Right.
And grow aloe. And then it takes three aloes to heal yourself 100%. Two or three. And depending on how low you are. And then just walking around, you'll gradually heal, but it takes a while.
Right. Meanwhile, something else will come along and kill you.
Pretty much. But, for example, how that works in your favor, like, say, for example, if you create a farm, because you're going to want to farm some of these animals for their skins or feathers and whatnot. I'm working on a chicken farm. But anyways, if you accidentally hit them, just back away, run away from them, so they won't attack you back. And they'll walk around bleeding for a little while, but they'll eventually heal themselves too.
Right. The matey apparently has a sword.
Who?
The matey.
Oh. Yeah, you can, you have to level up before you can get a sword. You can get a wooden sword, use it pretty much right away. And then I think it's level 9.
Hey, I just dropped my sword.
No, I think it's like a level 11. You can use a bone sword. I've been using a bone sword pretty much this whole time. But it's now time for me to upgrade my weapon.
So how do I equip something?
You click on, are you using a computer or your phone?
Computer.
Alright. You can use your mouse and click on it. And then click use.
There we go.
And that'll activate.
So now when I kill things, I'll be using that.
Correct.
That's one of the ninja stars. Oh, yeah. Oh,
now
I just walked through some foods.
When you get out into the real world, do not use a sword or anything huge when you're in the city, because you'll accidentally hit walls with them. Even if it's on your side, you'll hit walls. When you're in the cities, only use a dagger.
I just found a shortcut through the rat wall to the pool pond.
Yes. There's a shortcut there, and there's a shortcut to the snake pit. And I think there might be another one, but I don't remember.
The mushrooms marked the shortcut.
Huh?
The mushrooms mark the shortcut.
Okay.
All right, so I've got 2 rat pelt.
Okay, you need 5, I believe.
Okay.
For a fishing rod. Now, you really don't want 6. Fishing is a pain in the butt. However, you want 5 fish. After that, they're pretty much useless. I'm sure there's something else that fish are good for, like making fish soup or stew. Yeah, you'll learn about that later in the game. That's more of an advanced skill.
Just so you know, in real life, I do not like fish soup.
Well, other people in the game like it, so you can make it for other people and sell it for, like, I don't know, silver or something else.
Right.
Feathers. Feathers are valuable. I'm going to be selling everything in gold, silver, and feathers. Like, all right. Whatever feathers are worth in gold, that's what I'm going to make my exchange.
Well, so far I have not found any feathers.
Yeah. You got to kill the rooster a few times before you get a feather, and then after that, you'll start getting them more regularly. I think the rooster down in the, the bottom right-hand corner gives more feathers than the one in the upper right-hand corner, but I'm not sure.
Okie dokie. So, do we have anything more pertinent to talk about than, you know, just playing games?
Besides the fact that I might have got myself in trouble at work.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Doing what's right when it's right because it's right.
Right.
Now, people complain about favoritism here.
I got a pelt from a raccoon.
Okay, you can do it from a raccoon, too. I wasn't sure about the raccoon. I forgot. I usually don't go for those, although there's people that want them, and so I trade them for silver. Good way to get silver. And I found a good deal on silver to gold exchange. Typically 50 silver to 1 gold, but I found 40 silver to 1 gold. So I was like, heck yeah.
Okay, character here by the name of Salad Ass.
Hey, there's some weird names.
Benedict?
Hang on.
Yeah, at least I got a normal name.
Oh, okay. Anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, there's some weird names in here. The other day, this one guy was selling fish for gold. I bought 300 fish for 2 gold. But I knew where I can exchange fish for silver. So I went. And I think it was like 4 fish for 1 silver.
Right.
So I went and traded all those fish in for silver. I got over 100. I got like 120 silvers. Then I went and traded those in and I got 3 gold. So I made 1 gold off of that exchange.
Hey, I'm chopping rocks.
Yes, you can chop rocks.
They call it mining, but I'm still using an axe.
You can use a dagger. You can use your ninja star thingy, whatever you want to call it.
Well, it seems to be more efficient to use a weapon.
It is. It takes your life away less.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm losing health doing this crap.
Yep. No, you lose hunger.
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
Yeah, me too, in real life.
Hey, but, I was going to chop that tree down and run away.
Yeah, don't really bother. After you get enough food, meat, raw meat, tasty rat meat, kosher. Once you get enough kosher rat meat and cook that up, then don't bother getting any other food. It all sucks compared to the meat.
Right.
But make sure you cook it right away, because when the cooked meat reaches an expiration date, it's still good.
It turns into jerky.
It's more like a jerky. It doesn't fill you up as quick or as much, but it's still good. You can still use it. The raw meat, after it gets old, it's no good anymore. You just throw it away.
All right. Well, I get better, more meat from a... Oh, just a scratch.
Huh?
P1417 has fallen at the newbie village. They were level 3 and skilled at unarmed, killed by a cow.
Yeah. Every time you die, you lose a level. So now you're level 2 again.
Angel dust gained. 3. Okay. Oh, a horrible discovery. You can kill people at the entrance. You can knock shit out of them.
Yes, you can knock things off of their inventory by punching them.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's done it to me, but I was doing it to somebody who I thought wasn't active. And then they move. It's like, oops. So, yeah, I'm an asshole. Yo-de-yo.
Yo-de-yo. Well, you're new. You didn't know.
I know now.
Right? Did you tell them?
Say what?
Did you tell him?
I said, oops. I didn't realize you were live. Oh, there's a rooster.
Rooster!
A chicken.
Yeah. Male chicken.
What?
Male chickens that lay eggs and reproduce.
Uh-huh.
They actually lay eggs. If you get if you start a rooster farm, they will actually lay eggs and they'll hatch.
Well, are they labeled roosters or are they labeled chickens?
It's labeled chickens, but they look like roosters.
Yeah, okay. Well, the thing I ran across was labeled chicken.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a cartoon. There's this stupid cartoon that the kids love. The boy cow has udders.
Oh. What's the name of it?
I don't know, but all the cows in the deal have udders. Uh-oh, I'm being killed by a snake.
Oh, yeah. Snakes will attack. You don't have to attack first.
Yeah, I gained 1 angel dust.
Yeah, if you go underground. Make sure you wait till you level up before you go underground.
Yeah, I didn't go underground. I walked into an area where they were. And they got me faster than I could get away and faster than I could attack them.
Yeah. Yeah, underground is tough. Tougher.
He goes in underground.
Yeah.
It was above ground. It was attacked by snakes above ground.
And the real world underground is even tougher than it is in Nukeville.
I've never been underground.
Hey. Underworld, that's what they call it. They call
it. I never went down any stairs, never went down any hole. This is above ground.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, still. Don't go underground until you level up. I'm like level 40, and I still have a hard time underground.
Okay.
I do pretty good, but, you know, it's a challenge. There's certain creatures down there that are really tough. I mean, in Newville, they're not all that tough. I mean, the wolf is, because you ain't got a lot of experience or a lot of power. The bats are kind of tough, too, because they got bats down there also. But they're the worst. Now, when you get out in the real world, you got the skeleton guys. Those guys are pretty tough. And then you got this other bigger skeleton king. And he's tough. You can't hardly beat him. And then you got other, you know, big characters too, but not so much in Underworld that I know of. But there are other, like if you go to the desert, there's like the desert king. I forgot what his name is. And then there's another one in another section way up north where you get crystals. I went up there and almost died. I got out of there with a really cool staff, though, and some crystals, but I almost didn't make it out.
All right, so I've killed my second chick and still got no feathers.
Yeah, it takes a minute. But once you start, it seems like if you're holding feathers, your chances of getting feathers is greater.
Right, because they... Okay.
So, yeah, once I got, like, 5 feathers, I started getting feathers more often. Like every other kill, or every third kill. Huh?
I must have lost all my meat when I died.
Oh, yeah. You can only, when you die, you'll only keep whatever your backpack can hold. If you have too much or almost too much, you'll drop stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, level up your backpack. Now, did I already add you to the DD&D tribe?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Click on yourself. And you'll see your character level. And underneath that, it'll say DD&D if you... If I added you already.
It looks like I'm level 3.
But you're not. It does not say D&D underneath that?
No.
Okay. So maybe you don't lose a level while you're in Newville. Just don't leave Newville until they kick you out. Cause people will kill you and wolves will
kill you. I got a feather.
Well, cool. Yeah, a wolf will kill you real quick, and they're all over the place in the game, and they're fast. So make sure you level up before you leave Newville.
All right, so basically kill every chicken I see.
Kill chicken on sight.
Kill chicken on site.
KCOS. Super tough. Wait till you get a little bit more level before you take on the sheep.
I don't know, I'm killing this one pretty good.
Okay. They're one of the in noob bill, they're one of the tougher critters. Raccoons and sheep are tougher. rats are easy, chickens are pretty easy, turtles are easy, cows, I think they're pretty easy. But
is attacking the sheep with his sword. He is level 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, level 10 can take out a sheep pretty quick. Does he got a, he doesn't have a yellow sword yet.
Oh, man, he's taking my chicken from me.
Yeah, there's another chicken. Where are you at? In the north corner or the south corner?
North corner, I guess.
Is he running back and forth between the two corners?
No, he might be.
Yeah, if he runs south and then comes back up and attacks the chicken and he goes back down south, he's hunting feathers. Just back off and let him hunt feathers while you collect points by killing other things.
Right. I think I'll pick these grapes up that somebody left behind.
Oh, yeah, these people leave stuff all the time. The nice thing about the grapes and the carrots and the potatoes and all the vegetables, they don't spoil. So you can store them in your castle.
Oh, shoot, the rat's mad at me.
For a rainy day.
I quit attacking this rat and went to kill a chicken, and the rat chased me down to attack me.
Oh, yeah. Once you initiate the attack, they will go after you.
It didn't do anything to me, but it followed me around. I mean, I saw blood come off of me, but...
Yeah, they don't do much. But yeah, if you run away from them after you're out of their proximity for so many seconds, then they'll give up the hunt and they'll go back to normal. So that's how...
Feathers, 700 for 100 gold.
700 feathers for 100 gold?
That's what it says.
That's 7 feathers per gold. That's a pretty good deal if you had 100 gold.
How many gold do I got?
Probably none.
Hey, you. I'm glitching.
The best way to get gold in the game is trade stuff for silver and then trade your silver in for gold, or trade your wood in for gold. People sell wood for gold. Wood is valuable in the beginning because you can build your walls pretty quickly. And that's the first thing you want to do, is build your walls, you know, 2 or 3 thick with wood. And then start collecting rock and clay, and then start building rock walls around the outside of your wood wall. Make them 2 thick. And then after that...
How much do I want to sell my wood for?
Huh?
I got 44, 45, 46 wood now.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry about that right now.
50.
Don't collect any more wood until you get out in the real world. Wood in Newville is only good for making weapons, but you don't need very much of it to do. And cooking food. That's about it.
All right, but if I collect it now, will I still have it when I leave?
Oh, yeah. But it's heavy.
Okay, what's your point?
The point is if you fill up your inventory with wood, you won't be able to carry other things. Wood, I'm already building the castle. Wood, don't worry about it. Wood is easy to come by in the game.
Okay. But they'll give you gold for it.
They will pay you gold for it, yeah. Each tree will give you about 20 or 30 pieces of wood. So four to five trees will give you one gold.
Woohoo.
Right? No, I'm sorry. 8 to 10 trees. Because they're selling them for 175 wood to, or 175 to 200 wood for one gold. But, yeah. 175 is the better deal. And they're right across the street from us. So.
Ooh, I got another feather.
Boom, sucka.
I'm now the problem with two feathers.
Yeah, the green potion and the feathers are the most valuable thing you can collect in Newville.
Okay, so I've got 9 of those green potions. I didn't even know.
Yeah, you get those by killing sprites. Mudgobbers.
All the white water sprites?
Water sprites, yeah. Now, when you get your fishing rod and you get fish, you want 5 fish for that white armor. You want to get that, even though I've already got like 2 or 3 of them. You want to get one of those, and after that, forget the fish. They're not important.
Okay.
But yeah,
another.
It's a light armor. And I found out later that you can add gems to the armor and make it stronger.
Add who, what, where?
Like in PK, if you add a gem to the armor, it gives it more power. You can level up any armor. Well, that white light armor can level it up too, and it's lightweight. It doesn't take up very much inventory.
Okay.
I'm still using that armor. The one I got in Newville.
I don't know. We got 51 wood and it only occupies one space. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it weighs. It's got a weight to it. For example, if you make a stone axe,
I'm carrying one.
Okay, it weighs more than the material that you use to create it.
Even though it takes up only one space.
So each item has a weight allotted to it. I thought that it was just a number thing. It's not a number thing. Everything has a weight value. I just don't know what the weight value is. But that stone hammer or the stone axe and the stone pickaxe, they're heavy.
So
when you level up enough to use a bone axe, and pickaxe, use those that they're lighter, and they have a better chill factor.
All right, so the chicken I'm killing now is really only one space below the chicken I was killing earlier.
Oh, okay. You're down at the south corner.
Yeah, maybe two spaces, but it's a long quarter to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you get more chances of feathers down there. And two chickens will spawn in the same amount of time as one chicken spawns in the north corner.
Right. Right now I got a bevy of sheep in my way.
And they like to block you. The rats, the raccoons, the sheep will block you from getting the chicken. But then when you highlight them, they'll run. But yeah, what I do is I'll run back and forth. I figure out the timing pattern. You'll figure it out because there's a long delay between the two if you got the wrong one. But, I'll run back and forth between the two levels and just kill chickens all day, you know, for like an hour. Just run back
and
forth.
Boring.
Yes, you know, you got all those obstacles. But that's how you get a lot of feathers.
Well, I just killed the north chicken and there's no south chicken. There it is. South chicken just popped up. Yeah, and all it gave me was a spirit.
Yeah.
And there's the north chicken. And no more feathers, just me.
Yeah, once you get enough feathers, you'll start getting them more often.
I got three.
There you go.
All right, so I'm level four, and you said something about letting me into DD&D?
I have to get on there and send you an invite.
What? I have to be invited?
Yeah, you have to be invited.
I got four feathers.
When I get a chance, because I got like a 3-hour drive, and I'm in a convoy, but this guy's kind of running off and leaving me. If he ends up leaving me, I'll pull over and sign on, send you an invite, and get back on the road.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, yeah, so I got in trouble. I didn't really get in trouble, but you might say I stirred the pot. The guy I'm convoying with, we got called on this job today, and there's this problem that we have here called favoritism.
Yeah.
Which, you know, everybody's got their favorites. I got my favorite. And every job you go to, you're going to have that problem to one degree or another. Well, one of the, we got three bosses, or, you know, supervisors, or teams, if you will. Two of the teams, they don't really play favoritism. They might a little, but if they do, it's not noticeable. With one of them, it might be a little noticeable, but I think he tries not to. The third team, it's obvious. It's blatantly obvious. And so we got called out on the third team today. And we're in a convoy heading out to the well. Well, the guy that I'm running with right now, he passes the second guy. He's like number three guy. And number two guy, I guess his truck's a little slower or something. I don't know. So he passes the number two guy. And he gets yelled at. We all get a group text saying, do not pass anybody. Stay in order. Okay. I didn't think nothing about it. I didn't even respond to it because I was the tell in. I'm usually the tell in guy. And I just was like, whatever. I just stayed in my position like I normally do.
Right.
Well, after the first two guys delivered, well, there were some other guys in the group, too, but they had a different job, so they didn't really, this whole situation didn't really apply to them. After the two guys delivered, they headed back to the yard to get for the second run. There's two runs, or two rounds, if you will. Well, the second guy and I, we pull up there, and we're delivering, or the third guy and I, I'm number four, he's number three. And then we find out that two of the trucks are only one way. So we only get paid a half a load for those trucks. I just happen to have one of them.
Okay.
And I got a little perturbed about that because I was told it was a round trip, and then all of a sudden it's not a round trip anymore. And I kind of got a little upset, not too upset, but I got a little irritated, and I said something about it because I felt like that's been happening to me a lot this last week or two. And not like a lot, but enough, you know. Like the other day, we had a job, and for my crew, okay? And now this job, the situation didn't affect me because I wouldn't have made out either way. Because I was the last guy in the line again, you know? I'm always the last, not always. I'm usually the last guy in the line. So any extras, I may or may not get them because the first, it's first come, first serve. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. So, and I don't trip about that, right? So anyways, so I'm out on the well, and I know that I'm not going to get the second run. I'm already prepared for that. And I'm there, I'm making my delivery, and I'm observing the situation. The third crew that I was talking about shows up and steals those loads from the other guys that were ahead of me. Alright. So, I noticed that. I was a little upset about that, even though it didn't affect me. It affected my team. And then, you know, I had a couple of instances prior to where I was told I would get a load, and then they took it away from me and gave it to somebody else. That happened twice that I can recall. And then a couple other little things. So anyway, so we're there. We find out that two of the trucks are our one-way trip. We don't get paid both ways. So either one of us gets screwed twice, or we both get, you know, screwed once. Because these guys already had, the other two guys already had it planned out. They get unloaded first, they go back and get the other truck that's got round trip, and because we all have to make a round trip. It's just that the guy who has to deliver his truck to the well doesn't get paid for the round trip. He only gets paid one way. So these two guys, they already had it planned out. They knew ahead of time. We had no idea. They had it planned out. All right, they're going to get unloaded first, get back, get the other two trucks. And in that way, the other guy and I get stuck with the trucks going one way. And so, since my truck happened to be the one that was the one-way truck, I rode back with the other guy. On the way back, we were talking about stuff, favoritism and all that stuff. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure I didn't drop out.
What?
And then, so, I find out that this guy wants to be on the crew that I'm on. And to be honest, I really would rather be on this other crew that is more by the book, if you will.
Oh, so you're willing to trade with him?
No, not trade. See, he's on, okay. The first crew, they're OCD by the book. That's the crew that I want to be on. The second crew is kind of, or let's skip them for a minute. The third crew, all they do is check the oil and kick the tire and say, okay, it's good, let's go. They don't do a full DOT inspection. They don't care about the equipment. All they care about is making money. They don't care if they cutthroat people. They don't care if they stab people in the back. You know, they're just cutthroat. And they're just here to make a dollar. They don't give a shit about anybody or anything but themselves. The second crew is kind of like halfway between the first crew and the third crew, but they're more by the book. They're more caring, you know. But they're also go, 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 get it done, you know, cut corners, what. And I don't really like to cut corners, but I've been able to make it work with the second crew. I'm happy. I'm content. Let's put it that way. I'm content with the second crew. But I really would rather be on the first crew because they're more my style. Right? So this guy, he's on the third crew. And he's not happy. You know? You can tell by looking at his face that he's almost to the point of tears. I don't think he was going to cry or anything, but, you know, he was really bothered by it. So, I contacted my higher-ups and said, hey, look, this guy wants to be on Roy's crew. This guy wants to be on my crew, the crew that I'm on right now, which I'm happy there. I'm content, whatever. I don't got any problems there. But this other crew's more to my liking. They work more the way I work, and I would be better. I would do better, be better there. So if this other guy has to wait for an open spot in order to get on with the crew that I'm on, I'm willing to give up my spot if this other crew that I would prefer to be on has an opening. And then, you know, if there's somebody else on the first or second crew that wants to go to the third crew, that'd be even better. Then everybody's happy. Well, the dispatcher basically told the third crew leader that I said something I didn't say. And now things are in a bind, if you will. Everybody got what, well, not everybody. The other guy got the crew that he wanted, and I got the crew that I wanted. So we're happy. We got a win-win solution. I helped him get out of the mess and get on with the crew that he wanted to get on, because he couldn't get on. There was no opening. I gave him an opening. And, but the problem is, one of, you know, the dispatcher, which is one, the guy that I had to report to make this move, ended up going to the third boss, or supervisor, whatever you want to call him, crew leader, and told him I said something I didn't think. And so now there's hostility.
Right, well, and why is he doing that?
No, no. But the guy that I helped out, he said he wishes, and this is where I made my mistake. I didn't talk. I just, you know, did what I thought was right and helped the guy out and just put out the offer and said, hey, look, this guy wants this, and, you know, if we can make it happen, you know, make a win-win solution, bada boom, bada bing. But he said, I wish you would have talked to me about it first, because there's, you know, there's backstabbers here. He said, I got in trouble and almost got fired for taking a lunch break.
You did, or that guy?
He did, after working 10 hours without, you know, or 8 or 10 hours without stopping to get something to eat. He wanted to stop and get something to eat. And he did. Somebody bitched about it and got him in trouble.
What the hell?
Right? So, he's happy. He's happy because he got what he wanted. But we're just going to deal with some drama. But, yeah, he said he's worried for me now, though, because he said I might end up getting myself fired over it.
Over what?
Because there's a bunch of backstabbers here. I pissed off the third crew leader, even though I didn't say what the other guy said I said.
Right.
Now the other guy's pissed off at me. So he's probably going to look to punish me. So I got to watch my back now, because I helped this other guy out, which is no big deal. I don't give a shit, you know, because that's what I do. I help people. But, you know, but it's just like that in the game, you know. You got to watch out for evil players like that. It's real world stuff. Now, the nice thing is, I've made two allies in the game, though. And they seem to be big, powerful players. So, DD&D's got friends now.
Woohoo.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, the first tribe is called Carnage. Now, I haven't talked to and made friends with the ruler of that kingdom, if you will, but or the tribe. But I made friends. Well, I'm already kind of friends with one of them, because Draft Dodger from Red Towers and PK. I seen him talking about this game in Red Tower chat, and that's how I found out about it.
Right.
So, you're on the wrong server.
Am I? You told me the West server.
Oh, you're on the West Coast server? Okay, never mind. You're on the right server. Yeah, see, I accidentally signed up on the West Coast server when I first started. And then I thought, well, seasonal would be more international. I didn't know what seasonal meant. So I thought, I don't know why they call it that.
It looked like shit.
Oh, yeah, it does. So I was like, hey, seasonal would be more neutral, international, whatever. So I called it the international server. And then I found out why they call it seasonal. Because they clean the slate every 3 months.
Right.
So I left there. I was going to go to the Midwest server because it's like there's not a lot of members there. It's like medium activity instead of high activity. But I got all my characters in Newville, and I got bored just collecting feathers. So to cure my boredom, I popped my main character back into the West Coast server, just, you know, for something to do to cure my boredom, until I got my characters out of Newville and had a whole buttload of feathers. And then I just happened to build my house, because I wouldn't call it a castle because it was just a little tiny place. I built my house just around a corner from Drafter, dog Drafter. He calls himself Drafter in this game. But anyways, I built my house just around a corner from him and didn't even know it. I plugged a hole in the wall of the Kingdom of Carnage.
Okay.
You know? It was a big place, had a lot of protection. I did not want to go in there. There was a hole in the wall. So instead of going in and looking around and potentially getting killed or getting in trouble and getting killed, I put a sign just inside the wall saying there was a hole in your wall, and I plugged it for you. And then I put a plug in the wall, but I used wood because I couldn't afford brick at the time. I only had wood.
Right.
I was still a noob. And then I was talking to Drafter later when I bumped into him and told him about that. And he goes, oh, well, you better be careful. He might think it's a setup. And he might come after you. And
okay.
I was like, oh. I said, well, I don't know. I was just being nice, you know. Then come to find out, it was Drafter's castle that I poked a hole in the wall.
Oh, he's giving you a hard time.
No, he didn't realize it was his wall. He found out later because he found the sign and the plug. And then told me later that was his wall. I go, oh, okay, cool. So then I went back later, took the sign down, and plugged it with brick when I actually had brick. You know, I started getting an abundance of brick. Well, rock and mortar. You got to collect clay and rock, and the clay, you use the clay to make mortar. And the brick is the rock, or the rock is the brick. But anyways, yeah. So once I had started getting an abundance of that, I went back, took down the sign, and took out the plug, and it was real brick. And then, but other I got three invites already from Carnage members to join their kingdom after I already started our own.
Yeah, I just found another shortcut.
Huh?
I just found another shortcut.
Oh, okay. But, but yeah, apparently there's a lot of people from PK and Red Towers in the Carnage tribe on the West Coast server.
Okay.
Friends of Drafters. I may know them. We may or may not know them. He knows them.
Right.
So it might be in our best interest to join their kingdom. But now I made friends with another kingdom. I seen a guy in chat saying that he was, if somebody wanted to join his tribe, he would give them all of his stuff. And I guess him and his brother created their own tribe. You know, kind of like us. And he made enemies. They basically was out to kill him. Destroy him and all his stuff. So, I told him, I said, well, I said, I've already created my own tribe, otherwise I would join yours. And then he gave me the coordinates to his place and said, well, come on over here, I'll give you stuff. I was like, okay. I went over there and asked me what I needed. There's another guy there too. I don't know what happened between them, but he came out of his castle, punched the guy, and all of his towers attacked the guy and killed him. And he goes, nice try, dumbass, or something like that. And he goes, nice try. And he called him something after he punched the guy and his towers killed him. Because once, you know, if you're standing in front of your castle, you got all your towers will defend you and the castle. So he came out of his door, hit the other guy, and all of his towers attacked. Fired arrows at the other guy and killed him instantly. Bam, he was dead. He dropped a whole bunch of stuff, and the guy picked it up and gave me some of it. And then the guy came back. It's like, where's my stuff? So the guy came back out of his castle, gave him the stuff that he took, and then said, Kano's got your ring. He gave me some rings that I didn't really need. Already. My rings, please. So I dropped them. I didn't say anything. And so these guys are going at it about something. I don't know. I don't remember what they said. Meanwhile, the guy comes out of his castle, drops like a whole buttload of gold, gives me all of his gold. he asked me while the other guy was gone what I needed. Yeah, after he killed the other guy, he asked me what I needed. I said, I don't know. Right now, I just came over here from another server. Right now, I'm just building my defense. So he gave me all gold and the black rock and some other stuff that I needed for my towers. And basically just loaded me up with good stuff. And then he ended up letting the other guy into his castle and let him go through his inventory and take what he wanted.
Okay, this sucks. You have to actually watch what you're doing when you're fishing.
Oh, yeah. That's why I say fishing
sucks. You can't just get a bite and let it land itself.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got less than a second to hit the action button or you lose the fish.
That sucks.
Right. That's why I said fishing sucks. Screw the fish.
Right.
But there's a better way to get fish in the game. Just kill penguins. They'll drop fish.
Kill penguins.
Yeah. Penguins, you know, they'll fish for you. You just kill the penguins, and every other or every third penguin you kill, you'll get a fish.
Okay, so where do I find penguins?
Oh, not in Newville. They're up north.
So, don't tell me stuff that doesn't do me any good.
So, yeah, just get your five fish and forget the fish.
Right.
Get your five fish, go get your armor, and give your fishing rod away to somebody. It's not, you know, you don't need it.
Okay, so how do I fix my stone axe? Because it says if I keep using it, it's going to break.
Ah, collect 25 rocks and then trade it in for a repair kit. Or collect 5 rocks, 5 clay, 5 wood, 5 flint. I think that's it. And then you can make your own repair kit.
Damn it, I wish people would stop talking. And every time I see the screen change, I click the button, and it wastes one of my worms.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm looking for that bite.
You're looking for what?
It says, a bite. And then I click.
Yeah.
Every time the chat screen changes, I have a tendency to click. So I wish everybody would shut up so that I could just fish.
Focus.
Upgrade use pack support. Rat to hold more. How do I upgrade pack rat?
How do you? Oh, pack rat. Okay,
yeah.
Click on character.
Okay. Upgrade.
Click on upgrade. And then pack rat's the second one on the list.
Okay, buy upgrade. Woohoo! Should I do it again?
Yeah, do it as many times as you can.
All right, I got up to a cost of 200.
Oh!
Pack rat 5.
You're what?
I'm a pack rat 5.
Yeah, once you get like past 7, it gets harder because you gotta be like 1,200 or 1,600 points. Takes a lot to get there. Till you get out in the real world, then it don't take that much. Just, once you get powerful enough to kill polar bears, you're a one hit kill or two hit kill on most everything else. Except for wolves. They're like 3 or 4 hit kills. But,
Yeah, I got 8 fish meat. Is that enough?
5. You need 5.
That's all I need is 5?
Yep.
I needed 8 pelts, you know.
Just 5 fish.
Okay.
Keep your fishing rod until you get your armor to make sure. And then, once you got your armor, find a noob and give them your fishing rod.
Okay, it says drop 8 fish. Or drop 5. It says drop 5 fish.
There you go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on.
Just drop them all.
Somebody came up behind me and stole my shit when I did that.
Okay.
Don't know how they pulled that off.
You don't need the fish anyway. The fish meat doesn't give you very much health or, you know, whatever. I don't know what the fish are good for besides making stew. I trade all my fish in for silver. Once you get out in the real world. In Newville, it's only worth armor, and then that's it.
Damn it, I dropped five fish meat, and it is not giving me the item.
Oh, you have to hit the action button.
I am.
Oh, because you dropped them individually. You have to drop 10 or drop all. It doesn't recognize it as five because they're individual.
Stupid game.
Stupid. Whatever. Not that big of a deal.
I can only pick them up one at a time, but I have to drop them all at once. That is crap.
No, you don't have to pick them up all one at a time. You drop all, you hit action, and pick up, it'll pick up the remaining ballot.
Well, that's not the way it's working for me.
Well, that's because you dropped them one at a time.
No, I dropped all, and it only picked them up one at a time. I know what I did. I may not know what I'm doing, but I know what I did.
I don't know. I've never had that happen to me. And I've done that a lot.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Yeah. I trade a lot. In fact, I try to trade everything I don't need for silver and gold.
Where do you get gold?
I've got a lot of silver.
Yeah, where do you get gold?
Oh, you can't get any gold in Newville.
Gotcha.
You don't really need it in Newville.
Right. So I need 25 stones to get a repair kit. Very good. Time to go break rocks. Move it, rats. Don't make me kill you. Someplace around here I saw lots of rocks. There we go. Found them. Okay, that didn't work. Did I lose you? I think you might have lost me. Okay. No, I guess I lost you.
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my internet connection apparently went away. And that usually happens at the same time I lose my phone connection.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Oh, what I was saying about my deal earlier. So, anyways, after I was leaving there, I saw another hole in the wall. So I went to go gather the materials to plug the hole because I didn't see anybody around. On my way back to plug the hole, I saw somebody going through one of their buildings. So I went up to the door because the doors tell you who owns that building. And noticed that it was the same owner as the other building, or the same tribe as the other building. And so I told him, there's a hole in the wall. He goes, that's okay, they'll fix it. I was like, well, I was going to fix it. I just, no.
Yeah, never mind me, I've thrown wood in the fireplace.
Okay. So then I showed him where the hole was, And then they offer, and they go, oh, that's just our garden. It's not that big of a deal, but thank you. And then they offered me to go in and take what I needed from the garden. And I told them, well, I really don't need anything but feathers. And they weren't sure that they had any. But they said I can go in and look. And I was like, that's okay. I appreciate it, though. And then they ended up giving me a chicken egg so I could start my own chicken farm.
How do I get the fishing rod out of my use, whatever?
You're holding it and using it?
Yeah. Oh,
the same way
the use button again and you stop using it.
Yeah. Or click something else to use instead and it'll switch it to that.
Well, I couldn't collect any rocks while I was holding the fishing rod.
Right. Yeah, and you can't kill anything with the fishing rod either.
Or no, but I was able to forge with one in my hands.
That'd be cool if you could whack somebody with a shovel.
What's coriander good for?
Coriander.
Oh,
I'm
got some
sure.
Tinder. I've been looking for Tinder. Now I got Tinder.
Tinder. Oh, yeah. You can use Tinder to make things like bow and arrows. And other stuff I forgot. Fireplaces. Yeah, Tinder's important.
Apparently I got it from foraging coriander.
Yeah, I don't remember what coriander's good for. But hold on to it.
Yeah. It was useful for something. I'll find out later.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still level 5. But my experience bar is almost full.
So, yeah. So, telling those other people about the hole in air wall. Made us friends with that tribe also.
Okay, foraging gives you Tinder.
Yeah, Tinder is valuable in the game too. Not as valuable as feathers. But it's,
whoa.
Probably more valuable than wood. What?
I got a flint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Flint's valuable also.
Well, this guy right here, he's mining. He got more flint than I did. I could see it popping up.
Oh, okay.
He's just hitting things at random.
Yeah, he's probably got more experience. His mining experience.
Well, no, he's just walking around hitting everything. He even tried hitting the bushes around the barrier.
Oh, yeah.
Kitu for president, 2020.
What's
oh, yeah. 2020 is just around the corner, isn't it?
Yep. What do you say?
So I harvested caraway and coriander. And I've almost got 22 stones now.
Okay, yeah, 25 stones will get you a repair kit.
Woo, I just got another flint.
With the flint, you can make yourself a flint dagger. Which is pretty much what I use. So I got a copper dagger. I had to make my own copper dagger. Copper's expensive.
Wonder if JVH can block his IP.
Oh, he signed it with his IP address? Or it says,
well, Fermi asked that question.
Oh, okay. Who's Stormy?
Stormy, yeah, some character.
Oh, yeah, she's from PK also. Or Red Towers, or both.
Rights in blue. I got 4 Flints now. Woohoo, I'm rich.
Yay.
Well, now that I know that I can forage, I'm going to forage.
Yeah.
I got some holy seed.
Holy.
I know. Try making some basic tools and weapons. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll see what you can potentially make with your inventory in the non-highlighted section in the build. If you click on it and you click info, it'll tell you what else you need that you're lacking.
All righty.
And what's good.
Dropping all my stones, taking action, got 1 repair kit, pick it up. Hey, I just successfully picked up the remainder of my stones with 1 click. I see. Oh, all right, so now that I've done that, how do I repair my axe? Right. You hold a repair kit. Yes, I'm holding a repair kit. You want to keep the repair kit. You hold a repair kit. All right. Yeah, I lost you.
Again.
So, how do I repair my axe now that I have a repair kit?
Okay. You risk people stealing it, but what you have to do is you drop it on the ground in front of you. So, when you drop it, you take a couple steps back, 1 step forward, you have it 1 space in front of you. Click on the repair kit and click use, and then click action, and it'll repair your dagger.
20%.
Yep.
Hey, get the hell off of my...
Oh, what is it, a rat or something?
Somebody just stepped on my axe while I was repairing it.
Oh, they're trying to take it.
Bastard.
Did they take it?
No. I kicked their ass. Okay, I gotta find someplace private.
Yeah.
Little bastard.
Yep. There's thieves in the game, like real life. But I was surprised at how many people didn't try to kill me in real life. or in, you know, in the real game.
The first repair I got 25%. So it's a little random. I get one or two most clicks. I suppose the repair kit will eventually break.
Yeah, but you can repair the repair kit with the repair kit.
Probably. And I can probably turn around and repair the repair kit that I repaired with the repair kit I just repaired.
I'm just kidding. You cannot repair a repair kit.
Aw, come on. Hey!
But here's another cool thing. You can drop all of your weapons in one pile, repair all of them at once.
I just told him to cut it out. He tried to steal it again.
What'd he say?
He walked away. All right, I'm up to 91%, 94, 96, 99, and it must be 100%. Stone axe is in perfect condition.
There you go.
Damn it, that's a pain in the frickin' butt.
What?
Some asshole trying to steal my crap.
Yeah. Well, once you collect enough bones, make you a bone axe.
How many bones do I need for that?
I don't know.
I got 12.
Probably 15. But you also have to be a certain level to use it. But you'll get there in no time.
Yeah, the character's name is Jesse. Or Jess, with an E on the end.
Boy or a girl?
How can you tell?
The girls have long hair.
So do the guys.
Only one of the guys. Oh, well, if it's the person with the ponytail, yeah, it's hard to tell. Could be a guy or a girl.
I didn't see any boobs.
Huh?
I didn't see any boobs.
Oh, okay.
Not that there's really that much of a distinguishing mark between those with and without boobs.
Well, yeah, only a feminine attire shows the femininity of the character.
You didn't really look at them in attire.
Huh?
Didn't really look effeminate in attire. Stop running around, you stupid chicken. I gotta kill you.
Kill, kill, kill.
I want your feathers. Yeah, I'm glitching. I get halfway up this path and all of a sudden I'm back at the beginning again.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, well, it keeps happening to me over and over and over again. That's what you get when you're tethering your phone connection.
Right.
I may have got high-speed internet for a connection, but it's not very...
Especially when you're on the phone.
Yeah, that too. Oh, I need to go get some health. Apparently these chickens are hurting me. Oh, yeah, the chickens are hurting me back. They're not supposed to do that, are they?
Do what?
Those chickens, they're not supposed to be hurting me, are they?
They will fight back.
Really?
Everything fights back.
Even this rat that's standing in my way?
Huh?
Even this stupid rat that's standing in my way? Whoa, it drops my head.
Yeah, if you attack it first, it'll fight back. Only certain creatures will attack first.
I'm bleeding!
But yeah, everything will fight back.
I'm in an endless loop. I was in an endless loop.
Oh.
I kept walking across this piece of ground, only to pop back where I was again.
Oh, yeah.
And keep walking the same direction. I reached the end of my path and I was back at the beginning again.
Hey.
Oh, another character stopped in the way. So if Jess tries to steal my shit again, I'm going to hunt him down and take his shit.
There you go. Punch him and take his stuff.
Yep. Axe him. Actually, the thing he'd be stealing is my axe. NCLX, buying feathers.
Yeah, everybody wants to buy feathers. You get enough towers up, and you don't really need feathers. Just having the towers alone will intimidate people enough not to bother you.
Okay.
Most people. But it's still wise to have feathers or have arrows in your towers. Right now I have a minimum of 100 arrows in each tower. But that's because building towers now is easy. Easier than collecting feathers. So, I've got more towers than I do feathers.
Okay, so it's saying when you log out, be sure to log out in a safe place, because your character will remain for a minute. And then it said something about if you log out in the bed that you create, that you'll stay in the leaderboards.
You what?
Something about, okay. When you log out your character, you will stay in game for 1 minute. So try to be in a safe spot. If you log out in the bed you constructed, then your character will remain in game and on the leaderboards. So actually, that could be dangerous. Because if they break your house while you're in bed, they can attack you.
Pretty much.
So basically what that's telling me is, don't create a bed.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of the bed is.
It just told me. Just told you. That's the point of it.
Well, I mean, besides the obvious point, I don't know what the point is. Why would somebody would want to do that? What's the point?
So that they look big on the leaderboards.
Oh, I got you. So basically, alright, I'm pulling over to go to the bathroom. So I will send you an invite to the tribe. Once I get in here. Get parked.
All right, I'm up to 6 feathers.
Yay! Yeah, your numbers will increase faster now.
And I'm level 6.
Before you know it, you'll have 20, 30 feathers.
I'm level 6 and halfway to 7.
There you go.
No feathers that time. Weird that
he's
disguising his IP.
This is weird. This truck does not have a DPF fuel gauge, but it's a DPF truck. Weird.
So apparently it's possible to know what IP somebody's using.
Yeah, if they log in with a alt in the same phone. Hang on. Again, send you an invite to the kingdom or the tribe. Or not. I don't have sufficient signal. I might have to hang up. Send you the invite, and then call back in. Which I gotta go to the bathroom anyway.
Send me the invite when we're not on the podcast.
I gotta go to the bathroom anyway, so I'll just call you back after I get out of the bathroom.
Nobody wants to hear you shit. That, or we can just say goodnight because it's been over 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's right, you monologue for an hour.
Yeah.
All right, let me see if I have a note that I want to talk about real quick. Oh, yeah, yeah. What are those pyramid-shaped objects in Egypt called?
Pyramids?
I heard that on the radio. It's funny. Okay.
What? You're shitting.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, somebody actually said that for real.
All right. Mid-Missouri Bank has on their bulletin board a trivia question. All right. If a farmer has 5 haystacks in one field and 4 haystacks in another. And he relocates them all. He gathers them all together in another field altogether. How many haystacks did he have?
The same as he had before?
Nope. He gathered the 9 into one. He only has one haystack, just bigger.
Oh, haystack. I'm thinking bales.
Yeah, I'm in UW, so it's probably F me.
Oh, underworld. Yeah, I don't know how many levels down you can go, but I've gone 7 or 8 levels down.
So where's the safe place that you can't be attacked?
In your castle.
Right. I'm in Noobsville. Can I build a castle here?
No.
Well, then tell me something useful. Can they attack me in the trade post?
Yes. A safe place might be... In the snake pit.
In the snake pit.
Yeah, go into the snake pit, kill the snakes, and then you'll probably be safer there after you kill the snakes than anywhere else.
Well, are the snakes likely to knock anything out of my inventory?
No. Unless you die.
Well, they will die.
The snakes will attack you.
Yeah, I will die if I go there.
Okay, you're not powerful enough to kill snakes.
I'm level 6. I don't know. I wasn't able to kill them before. But I was level 3 or 4, so I don't know.
Thank you.
So I've got to be powerful. I now have 8 feathers.
Cool.
So how many feathers do I need before I'm, like, rich?
1,000,000.
I'm working on it.
It'd be hard to collect that many feathers without farming.
Oh, shit. Oh, come on! Stop glitching me back to the bugs! God damn! Holy shit! I've walked past the bugs before and that never happened. I walked past the bugs started attacking me. I ran away. Then the game glitched me right back to the bugs and they kept attacking me.
Oh, nice. What bugs?
Those 2 yellow bugs.
Oh,
the hornets. Whatever the hell they are.
Yeah, the hornets. Hornets will give you gold.
Well, I know one place where you can definitely be attacked. Ooh,
yep.
Somebody's sitting on the beginner spot attacking away. Oh, that was impressive. And I'm getting killed for it. All right, folks, seeing as I just lost my co-host and he's going to sit on the restroom, I'm saying goodnight. Talk to you next week. You know how to contact us. Go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. You can call us anytime. Yeah. My phone number is on there. It's 417-876-7288. Feel free to call me anytime. I answer the phone no matter who calls me from where. So, anyway. Unlike Kano, I will actually talk to solicitors. I just get their contact information and I send them a bill. All right. Good night, folks. Oh, Kano just came back. Just as I said, good night.
I just sent you an invite. Type in /accept.
/accept.
Yeah, you'll see it in the chat window. It'll be kind of an orangish color.
The one above enter or the one with the question mark?
It starts in the bottom left-hand corner and goes up to the top right-hand corner.
Okay, that's a backslash.
Yep, do that and the word accept and hit enter.
A-C-C-E-P-T?
A-C-C-E-P-T, accept.
You are now a recruit in the D-D-D tribe.
Boom, shaka.
All right, I can see that by holding the cursor over my character. Clicking on me, my name is so long I can't see what level I am.
But yeah, underneath that it should say DD&D.
Okay, somebody just spammed the chat window.
Oh yeah, they do that every once in a while.
So can you, like, highlight that person and block them?
Actually, /block and then type in their username.
Well, the problem is whatever they typed in was so long, their username scrolled completely out of the page.
Oh, you can scroll up and look at it.
You can?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to do it on the PC, though.
Yeah, they just did it again.
On the phone, you just put your finger on it and slide down, and you can scroll up.
You
so
know
with
what?
PC, you probably... With the PC, you probably left-click and hold it while you move it down.
Guess what? It's a random character name. Somebody typed in random letters on the keyboard and made their name. So there's no point in blocking them. They're going to be spamming. Great. All right, it's time for me to log off because my character is going spastic.
Yeah.
It's running along on its own, doing its own thing.
Well, now you're a member of the tribe. When you get out there in the real world, you'll have a little more respect a couple tribes, and maybe even some people in Newville because they got alts in Newville. And then when you do go to, when I give you the coordinates to the castle, I'll make sure you get a compass. When you get coordinates to the castle, you'll be able to go in there at night and die.
Go in there at night and die?
You can go into the castle without dying.
Oh, go into castle without dying. Big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, if I let a non-tribe member into the castle,
they would die.
Yep. If the archers or the towers attack anyone who either, one, attacks you, the walls, or enters the building and is not a tribe member.
Okie dokie.
And if you're not part of a tribe or you don't upgrade your towers after you join a tribe, then it will attack other tribe members. You got to make sure you upgrade your towers to tribal towers.
Okay.
But once you join a tribe, every tower you create after that will not attack tribe members.
Alrighty. Well, I'm signing out. I already signed out of the program, out of the podcast, and then you called back in right after I did that. So I'll let you say any closing remarks, and I'm gonna go feed my fire, go to bed, and try to get up early.
I hear you. So this concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Mysteria Legacy, PK Red Towers, New World Order, and Dungeons and Dragons. Feel free to call in any time, Saturdays, or even Mondays. Monday we have our political podcast at scrap.us. And we only did like two of them so far. And so we'll have more, we're kind of growing that, kind of making a new deal there. It may not always be Monday. It may change, just like this one did in the beginning. But once we get a good set time and date, we'll stick to it once we figure out what a good one is. Anyway.
But it's Monday for now.
Yeah, it'll probably end up going to Sunday. Going from Saturday to Monday. Yeah, going from Saturday to Monday is a weird gap. So, we'll probably end up doing it on Saturday or Sunday. But right now it's Monday at 5 p.m. We got international numbers, so you can call from other countries. And another thing we figured out too is if your country's not on the list, just get on text now and pick a phone number from the U.S. and you can call in on the U.S. lock number from another country using text now and using Wi-Fi calling. Yeah. I'm tired. So, yeah, call in, pick a topic, we'll talk about it. We talk about anything and everything pretty much. I don't know of anything we won't really talk about. So, there you go. If it's politics, well, we'll talk about that too, but we'd like to reserve that for our new political podcast. And, again, those websites are DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And scrap.us. And you can find the call-in numbers, the international numbers, and the extension there. And the previous podcasts. You can download the podcast, listen to them. You can call the numbers on the scheduled times. And we can podcast together. There you go. I guess that's it. Check out our disclaimer. I'm sure David already read it.
Oh, yeah.
We got to tweak the one for the political podcast, but it's pretty much the same as our DD&D podcast.
Got to change the label. It won't be the DD&D. It won't be Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. It'll be
Scrap Go Scrap disclaimer.
Right.
Yeah. So the branding will be different, but the labeling be the same.
Oh, hey, by the way, I stole the blue bags to line my starter boxes for the sweet potatoes.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah.
That's all good.
Probably unlawful, too.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, Uncle Sam says, thou shalt not steal.
Yeah, don't steal. The government hates competition. All right. So long. I think I got another hour before I get to the yard, and then I'm going to go pass out. I'll be home in a week, or less than a week.
Less than a week? Alright.
Yeah. I get paid.
Hey, how'd you like
Monday
that picture of that bale I rolled all by myself?
Yeah, it's pretty light now, I'm sure.
I wrapped it up and rolled it. It was wet.
Oh, okay. Well, you're stronger than I am, too. Yeah, so I get paid Monday or Tuesday, and I'll head that way then. And my sandbox check should be there, too.
Yeah, I just slipped one armpit, and the thing rolled away.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did I say that? All right. Good night, folks.
Oh. Good night.
Oh, man.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thank you.